listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
And from Sif, the one and only Adam Diesel Power.
What up?
It is the 2025 box office draft. I'll get to it, but all congratulations to the 2024 box office draft champion, Adam Diesel Power.
No applauding.
We'll talk about 2024 in a second here.
I'm taking this thing till 2025, so you don't need to applaud yet.
Boo earns.
Adam kind of ran away with it with the first picks that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the biggest one for you was Inside Out. I don't think any of us saw that.
How many billion-dollar movies entirely. Were there last year?
Two, and you picked them both.
And I picked both of them. Yeah, that's a runaway.
Yeah. I'm just pulling up the sheet right now, and then I'll have the full numbers for you guys.
Josh, I think you're right about the Inside Out 2 numbers. Like, we had all expected it to be a relative Disney success, or at least kind of be a maybe a one or two times multiple of what they put into it. But for it to be $1 billion was just such a surprise, because it seems like the consensus on it 6-8 months after the fact that it came out was that it was kind of just fine. Like, it didn't light the world on fire in terms of creativity or ingenuity. It's just kind of more of the same. And
I didn't hear that.
I don't know. Like, I've heard it's good, but also, like, number one is so incredibly groundbreaking that people just, like, thought it was fine. But maybe they were expecting more. I don't know.
I haven't heard that. I think it's people thought it was groundbreaking in the way that it treated anxiety.
Mm. Good. It's crazy.
But I mean, let's be honest. When Adam picked it, none of us thought that was going to be a $1 billion movie.
I had an inkling. Disney original content seems to be struggling, and we hadn't had a sequel like that in quite a while.
So just the recap from last year, Adam's first pick was Deadpool 3. That pulled out $1,338,000,000. Second pick was Inside Out. That picked $1,699,000,000. Then he picked Joker. That had 206. That was his second worst pick.
Then he
picked... Actually, Adam really was carried by the two big ones, because his depth didn't carry him. Planet of the Apes made 397. Gladiator made 455.7.
Really?
And his bomb that we picked for him was Madam Web, which made $100 million. And Adam's total to finish off the year was $4,196,000,000.
Wow, good for you.
Cash me out.
So that's the gold standard right now for picking for a box office. Let's go to third place first instead of going to me for second. Let's go to Devin, who first pick was Sonic 3, which made 386.8.
That's a rough
These are all of... As December 31st, by
but
the way.
But now it's a $1 billion movie. Am I correct?
No, it's Is only it not? Made. No, it's didn't really make that much more money.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought it was on pace. Oh,
I thought I saw all this stuff too about how it killed Mufasa. And Mufasa killed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dune was your second pick. That was your best box office. That had 714.4. A little bit surprised by this one. You picked Beetlejuice, 451.1.
Yeah, a pick like that, I wasn't expecting anything groundbreaking, but I was expecting it to kind of hold its own, and I think it did just that. I'm pretty proud of it.
I didn't see it outpacing Twisters or Planet of the Apes. So,
well, nobody did, because I think I gave Dev Twisters as a...
You gave me Twisters. That's my punishment. You Twisters. Oh, I have the clutch punishment. We'll get to that.
Tank, and...
Devin then picked Godzilla vs. Kong, 471.8. Venom, 478.1. And then I gave Devin his bomb with Borderlands, which made $33 million.
That's so cruel, but such a good job on your part. Oh my goodness.
I picked the best bomb, the best, the three bombs that were picked. Mm-hmm. Adam had Madam Web, which made 100. I got Twisters, which made $371 million. And then I picked Borderlands for Devin, which made $33 million, which I think did cost Devin because he ended up making $2,635 million.
Okay.
So a lot of like solid triples on this. No major home run. Dune, very good.
Better than what we were expecting, but I kind of got let down by my first couple picks. I didn't think Dune was going to, I thought Dune would reach a billion.
I did too.
That's obviously overstretching a little bit because I think it's a niche movie now. Like going into 2025, my draft strategy is completely different.
For myself, my first pick was Despicable Me 4, terrible movie. But made $969.1 million.
So gross.
Mufasa made $544.9 million.
Yeah.
Wicked made $698.2 million.
There you go. Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda, $547.7 million. I picked Furiosa, which made sadly $173.8 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam picked Twisters for me, which made 371 for me to come in second place with 3,304,000,000.
We should have picked Craven, Adam, for Josh.
Yeah. I mean, nobody thought Twisters was going to be a thing at the time we did that.
I was fine with it.
I think as the year went on, I think some steam came behind Twisters. I didn't even know if a trailer had come out. It was like really
Super Bowl. And the Glenn Powell steam started gaining after Hitman as well.
Yeah, and they started doing a bunch of music festivals and stuff too.
Yeah.
Josh, what was the total that Twisters made again?
371.
Yeah. See, I think that it, like, if you said 250, 200 to 250, I think I'd really believe that that'd be a very reasonable amount for Twisters. I didn't think it was going to light the world on fire, but I didn't think it was going to flop.
Yeah.
There were other movies that looked way worse. And I thought it looked like, if you, what did American Story or whatever, American Saga Part 1?
Oh, not good. Not good.
Yeah, that'd be the option too.
Just for qualifiers, Nick isn't here. In the middle of May, we picked, we randomly picked movies for Nick for his box office. Terrifier 3, 88.1, Maxine. Mm-hmm. 22.1, The Crow, 24, Alien, 350.9, Trap, 82 million, and Bad Boys 4, 378, for Nick to finish with 945.8.
Bad Boys 4 was his dud, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
For a dud for him.
Yeah.
We underestimated Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if we underestimated Martin Lawrence. I don't know if he's the draw. I just watched Black Knight last night with Martin Lawrence from 2001.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was like,
he's like a charisma vacuum. Like when he's by himself in a PG movie, it's just no good.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be Will.
Yeah, I think Will still has box office draw.
Yeah, I don't understand why, but.
Well, Martin Lawrence is a, I think we'd all probably agree, he's like a great second banana.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like Kevin Hart should be modeling his career after Martin Lawrence's. I mean, Kevin Hart's more successful, but in terms of like knowing your lane, I think that that'd be a really great place for Kevin Hart.
He's
like
Will Smith, but he should be Martin Lawrence is what you're saying.
Yeah.
A little bit,
He's reaching.
All right. So those are our box office winners. So congratulations to Adam for that. I'm pretty happy with my strategy. Like if you could take back any movie, Adam, I'm guessing you would take back what, Joker?
Yeah, obviously. That was
And Devin, I'm guessing what would you take back now? You'd probably take back
Sonic.
I mean 386 and it's the end of the year. I don't think you had any major misses. You just never got. Like I at least got Wicked and Despicable Me. You need to kind of have two. right?
Despicable Me kind of outperformed for you.
Yeah.
Like we were not thinking it'd be that close to a billion. But I guess I
had it at about 800 for me. I thought about 800 for that. Wicked. That was my gamble. I did not think Wicked was going to make pretty much 700 million.
Yeah. I think Sonic 3, just because of mostly the timing, I think if it came out during Thanksgiving, I think we'd have a good, I'd have a good run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you also lose because of things that are out of our control, whether it be press, weird celebrity things in the news happening, affecting people. And of course, other movies that come out around that time. So
yeah,
I definitely valued Sonic a little too high. Even if it was, you know, even if it had potential.
I think it was your first pick. All right. And that hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So time to draft. So last year, Adam had the first pick. So I'm going to put his name first into the randomizer.
Is it all sequels again this year? Is it all sequels and remakes?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, damn.
All right. So here is the draft order. With the third pick, Josh. With the second pick, Adam. So that means, Devin, you have the first pick this year, and it is in snake order.
Okay. I have... Oh, man. I got a pretty good idea of what the first pick would be. Oh, I'm kind of deciding between a couple, but it'll...
I have my first pick locked in.
Is it Superman?
No.
It's probably Superman.
It's not Superman.
It's not Superman?
It's not Superman. I don't know if that's going to make a billion.
There's some issues with movies coming out so late in the year that it's hard to pick them.
Yeah. Avatar is one of those ones where it's like... Yeah.
You got to take it, though. It's like Sonic, right? Like, it's going to still give you probably 400 to 500 for the 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, when do you want to start this? Because I think my first pick is set. And how many are we doing? And then we're all in agreement that the last pick is for somebody else.
Yeah. So last year, I picked your bomb. So Adam will pick your bomb this year. You will pick. I will pick Adam's. Get back to that. I'll figure it out. Anyways. You go first, and obviously this goes till December 31st is how long this goes for.
And we get five picks.
You get, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks, and then the last pick is a bomb picked by people. And instead of just having one person, it'll be a collective pick by the other two.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I like it. I mean, it's great. I like it.
Yeah.
With my first pick, I take the Minecraft movie.
Oh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Mm. Strange pick, I'm gonna say.
Minecraft's the most successful video game of all time, and no one our age plays it. So that means
so was a lot World of Warcraft.
Huh?
So was World of Warcraft when that shit came out.
I think this movie is targeted to the right demographic, and I mean, I learned from my mistakes with Inside Out 2 and Despicable Me, and I don't think that this movie may not be. I have no thoughts on if it's good or not, but I think kids are going to want to see it, and it comes out in April.
It's the good timing. The guy who made Napoleon Dynamite,
and it's got Jack Black, which, as we know, for kids is kind of a draw. Not really a draw, but it's not nothing. It's not negligible.
Is he a voice? Is it an animated movie?
No. He's Steve. He's the main character.
Steve, yeah.
Jack
Black, Jason Momoa are the big names in it. Steve Carell, Jennifer Coolidge, Matt Berry.
Oh yes.
Kate the McKinnon, Jermaine Clement.
All time, Matt Berry.
Yeah. Where are you going, Adam?
I had that on my list, but definitely not a number one choice. You left me open here, Dev, because I was going between two and I thought you'd take one. So now I'm kind of at a struggle, but I think I'm going to go with I don't even know what number it is. What's the Jurassic World movie?
Oh. I thought about it.
Damn it. That was one of them.
I think that's number four. It's number four for Jurassic
it's
World.
Four, yeah.
I only saw the first one and it was terrible.
Yes.
Oh. And I can't watch any of them. But this last one still made $1 billion. So yeah. Jurassic World 4 in this day and age, I guess that's making $1 billion.
And it's got ScarJo in it. It's not nothing.
ScarJo, Mahershala Ali, Rupert Friend are the big names in it.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because I've looked at so many lists, and it's this year in particular feels like it drops off after like six movies in terms of current event, pop culture, cinematic event type things.
Mm-hmm. I think you think the Minecraft like age group and audience is there for the Minecraft movie, and I think every single person in that group will go see a dinosaur movie.
Also. Could be. I'm banking a lot on the Super Mario Bros. Effect, basically.
All right. Well, my number one pick is still on the board, so this is great. And I get back-to-back picks. So with my first pick, I will take Zootopia 2.
That was the other one I was going back and forth between.
That's Thanksgiving weekend it comes out as well.
Yeah. That should do Inside Out 2 type. Yeah. That's my thought with that one.
And then with my second pick, I will take Superman.
Okay. That's respectable. It might... The resetting of the franchise, I mean, it's the world's most famous superhero, but they're resetting the franchise. Do people care? Are we over superhero fatigue? I have no idea. This movie, I think, will be at least pretty good. But is it the kind of movie that's going to gain steam over time?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know if it's a billion-dollar movie. I think the cap is 900.
I see it growing the later it goes. Like, I could see, like, 3 weeks in, people are like, yeah, oh, we need to go see this.
It depends on the buzz. And then Zootopia, I mean, Zootopia has... I was surprised when I went to Disney World how much Zootopia stuff there is for Zootopia. But it comes out Thanksgiving week as well. So that's kind of the perfect time for it to come out. So I'll go with Zootopia there, which comes back to Adam now.
Back to me. Now I got to kind of look at... what's releasing around movies? I think that's kind of important.
That's kind of a big thing I did too, is kind of looking what's next to each other.
Thinking about another movie, but then I see what's coming out like the next week, and I'm just like, it's probably not going to have much longevity. I thought it had a chance to be a $1 billion movie, but now I'm looking at what comes out the week after and the week after that, and it's just like, probably going to be pretty tough. So I'm going to move to the end of July because August really has nothing. And I'll take Fantastic Four.
Oh.
That's another interesting one.
A late July. And I mean, it's Pedro Pascal who's got a big track record now. I think it's probably base is like 500 mil. But it could do $1 billion if it gets some buzz or something. But
if the buzz is there for the rumor that RDJ is in it too, then that could really help it. If that rumor starts getting after people see it, or the guy RDJ is in it as Dr. Doom, then that buzz will start to influence it greatly as well.
This is a really high risk, high reward take. It's gonna win you or lose you the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
That was my number six movie that I had on my list. Dev?
Okay, I'm going back to back.
Mm-hmm. I'm fucking nervous. Three picks away from my third pick. I don't think I'll get to it.
That's so... I'm three picks away from your third pick? I mean...
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to keep it real simple here. How to Train Your Dragon live action.
Great pick.
I don't know.
You think? I don't know either, but
I'm less sure about that one.
This franchise basically made chicken sound out of chicken shit. And we've seen these live action adaptations really kind of go in lots of directions. I'm just picking it because they got Gerard Butler to actually voice the dad who he does in the cartoon. So it's like, this is an automatic win. I want to try to kind of hit different time frames and different, I'm gearing a lot of this towards kids and certain demographics, different time frames. So, my third pick is Mission Impossible.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Damn it. That's really good.
I don't expect this to be $1 billion, but if it just maintains the level with any other, with the last couple, I'll be fine.
It'll do good. Cruise is still box office.
Yes. And after Top Gun 2, I think we're okay.
Yeah. Solid picks back to back there by Dev. Adam.
I had Mission Impossible on my list. I pulled How to Train a Dragon off. I'm just uncertain of the actual nostalgia factor, if any, for something mm-hmm. like this. Do I want to go with this? It's so hard. When I was doing research for this, I couldn't get a finite answer of whether Passion of the Christ 2 is here.
Wow, that is a pick. I was
about to take that pretty high if it is, but it seems like it. I think it's 2026. So that
I love that.
That's a great that pick. Movie.
No matter what the hell it is, it's gonna make fucking money, and that's all that matters in this discussion.
I am so interested. Yeah, you are. Like, you're right in terms of if we pick a movie that caters to a very particular demographic that feels underrepresented. We all know who those people are.
I can't remember how much it made, but it made a lot of money. For the time, especially.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a $1 billion movie, but we weren't getting those as many. I'm gonna go. Did I go safe? I'm going to swing for it, even though it only has a week to go. And I'm going to take the F1 movie.
Ah, God damn it.
I think this is where I was going to take that second, but then I noticed Jurassic World comes out the next week. Superman comes out the week after. So that's kind of tough.
Mm-hmm.
But if it hits, if it connects with the right people, it won't have Top Gun Maverick type appeal, I guess. It won't have, but it will be the dad movie, but it won't be the nostalgia dad movie.
When does it come out?
June 27.
Because I was gonna say there's something about this type of movie, you're right, the dad movie, but it coming out in May, June, around Father's Day,
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
gets a huge bump.
And it's a little late.
Brad Pitt.
It's a little late for that, but I still think there's chance. Mm-hmm. It's a big movie. I think people will be excited for it. We'll see.
I like it. Wow, this is great. I get my third and my fifth picks. With my next pick, I take the moneymaker that is Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. It's so hard not to take live action Disney movies.
Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible come out on the same day.
That's the only problem. But you look at the week that follows it, it's Karate Kid and then Ballerina, which I don't think will be big. And then Dirty Dancing 2. Jennifer Grey in that? Yep. Then Dirty Dancing 2. I think I know one of my bomb picks now. There's not really anything for like 2 weeks after that. So you go into Disney, you go anywhere. Stitch is a merch seller. Mm-hmm. He is a merchandise. He just prints money for Disney. So I will go with Lilo and Stitch. And then for my second pick, I'll pick Wicked for Good. Just a safe pick. I don't know if it'll get back to 700 again or not, but at the minimum, it's getting me 500.
They did a real disservice with part one, part two in the title.
Yeah.
So maybe I think it'll still do money. I think they did a service for awards and things like that.
But and if it does win, maybe have a surprise Oscar win, which I don't think it's going to happen. But if it does, then that's going to add even more stuff to it. So
it's, I think it would have been a huge disservice if they didn't shoot them both.
Yeah.
If they couldn't do them year, like in the next year, if they had to wait 2 to 3 years, I think it would be a dud, potential dud for a sequel. But putting them back to back makes sense.
Yeah. So Lilo and Stitch and Wicked for Good. That brings back Adam.
Oh man, is this my fourth pick only?
This is your fourth pick.
I'm running out of movies here. This is a struggle this year. All right. I think I'll just I'm gonna take it so Dev can't take it. I'm gonna take Tron 3.
Dang. You know what? That would have been a vote with my heart, and maybe not my head, but I respect it. Right.
Adam goes with Tron Ares for his fourth pick. Good pick.
The last one made $400 million.
Yeah,
and it was kind of a dud. Like, I think whatchamacallit? Like critically, I don't think it was a critical success.
Or cult.
Not even
cult. It is a cult.
Yeah, now maybe, but yeah, when it came out, it wasn't a critical success. So doing 400 and not being a critical success, if this one is any sort of good, could do more.
I think at this point too, like you're just looking to get, you know, doubles, and if you turn it into a triple, if you can get like at this point, if you can get 300, 400 million, you're smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing that keeps popping in my head with Tron, as much as I am a fan and I do want to see it and I will commit to seeing it, is like diminishing returns. You're going to pull a third movie out from a 40-year-old franchise 10 years after the last one, which was okay, like, commercially. It'll definitely appeal to a certain group of people and it'll be respectable, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to commit to it. And now I'm looking at my list and it's like my list, like I prepare for this hardly. I'm basically looking at Marvel movies right now. I just like, as to Josh's point, I just want to hit a double. I want to hit 500 to 700 million. And I have two that I'm looking at. The one that I think is better may actually do worse box office wise, which is crazy. So how do you not pick Harrison Ford? Yeah, I go Cap.
Okay. I think that's the right pick there.
Yeah, I actually feel like I have a lot of my bombs dialed in before I have like my fourth and fifth
pick. I have one particular bomb ready to go.
Awesome. Okay, that was my fourth pick, and then my fifth pick, has anyone picked Snow White yet?
No, that's one of my bombs.
I literally have no idea which direction it's going to go. And I don't feel like comfortable picking Avatar so late in the year.
I would pick Avatar.
What
you're, day you're did, gonna, you're gonna, Avatar comes out Christmas. You're going to get at least 500 million from it in a week.
That's true. What did, what day did Avatar 2 come out?
Christmas.
Christmas Day? Okay.
No, not Christmas Day.
It was just a little bit beforehand.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think of Snow White. Was Snow anything White's else around bomb. It?
Yeah. Just a lot of Rachel Ziegler stuff. People don't like her.
No, I get that. It's coming out in March, so it's a good Easter movie.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty dead zone.
I think it could bomb.
Yeah, but you're trying to compete. You're trying to win the draft. Like, you're giving me false information.
I was going to pick it. I seriously was going to pick it as a bomb. 100%.
You can give it to me as a bomb then. I'll take it.
Well, now, no. I mean, I can see the upside. I can see the upside with it.
The thing is, and we'll talk about this when it comes to the bombs. Like, I think that there are 10 to 15 movies here that are going to make about 100 million or less.
Yeah.
And we're going to consider them bombs, but our perception of a bomb is now skewed because we essentially watched two of the worst movies of all time perform last year.
Mm-hmm.
Between Borderlands and Joker. I mean, Joker obviously did 250, but yeah, give me Avatar 3.
Smart pick.
I'll play it safe, but if I'm fucking wrong, man, I'm coming after you.
It's my last one, right?
It's your last one.
I've got two solid bombs that I'm liking here. I've got thinking about Osgood Perkins, who did the biggest Neon movie ever with Long Legs last year. He's got two movies this year. Could he repeat some success? I don't know. Neither has Nicolas Cage. And then I've got two movies that I'm completely down the middle on.
Right.
Whether they're going to be bombs or they're going to do a lot of money. And I think I got to go with one of those. And I might take the Michael Jackson movie.
Oh,
wow.
As not a bomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's
a gamble. It's a gamble, but it could pay off huge.
It's a gamble. Yeah. The other one I have in that ballpark is Karate Kid.
Yeah, that one a little bit. But Michael's either going to make like 100 to 50 or a billion. There's no in between.
I don't think it's going to make a billion. I don't think there's even the upper levels. I'd say like 300-400.
There, some people are projecting it like 800 or 900.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't see it, but
I don't see it either.
We'll see. Who knows? When does it come out? It comes out later in the year.
Yeah.
October 3rd.
And there's Tron, but there's like nothing else like it in that zone.
I think it's been proven that the music biopic's dead. It had a very, very, very short, you know.
They still make money if they're big enough.
So the elephant in the room, can I?
I got to get my last pick here quick.
I know.
Okay. Let me just get that quick and then you can go. I'm just going to play it safe and go Thunderbolts.
I see this as being a movie that is well liked by the MCU fandom, but bombs.
You know, if it gets me 300, 400, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's a bomb for Marvel. So I understand it's all.
But because there's nothing else I can see on here. There's not a lot of animation this year that we normally count on.
There's probably some good ones, but like Elio is tough.
That could be a bomb.
It's probably gonna be a really good movie, but
good movie, but could be a bomb.
Yeah, these that's what I was saying before when we started, where like Inside Out 2 is going to make money, but like the original properties don't do well.
I know Disney is fucking terrified of this movie. Like they hit it at the end of the D23 showcase consistently. They pushed back the release date on it a bunch of times. They are really scared of putting this out. From whatever you listen to for Hollywood people. So before I get to the let's get to the bomb. So Adam, we got Devin up first. Where are we thinking for Devin's bomb?
I like to choose like a fun bomb, like something that Devin would like to have in his arsenal that's just gonna tank.
How's about Return to Silent Hill?
Yeah. Or
the Smurfs.
I saw the Smurfs.
I was thinking more Mickey,
it's a sequel, 17. Right?
Pardon?
Oh.
Mickey 17.
Was in my thoughts. But I'd be happy with
Smurf is by Lord and Miller too, which makes it even sweeter.
I didn't even know there is a Silent Hill movie.
Yeah. I don't think Smurf's Lord and Miller. It's made by it's Chris Miller, but I don't think it's Lord
not
Miller. Lord
and Miller. Oh, okay, it's not that. Okay,
and this is a reboot of the established Smurfs film series with Katy Perry, which is just wild.
Yeah, should we go Smurfs?
Yeah, let's do Smurfs. I think this category is weird because we could just give him like a total dud.
Movies you know never heard of. I mean, I would like.
No, I think they have to have people in them. They have to at least have a star, a known star in them.
Yeah. That's like, the rule.
Because if not, I could pick like the Steamboat Willie fucking horror movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is
When you Google movies 2025, it should not show up on a website, but have like the posters show up with it.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm looking at. Okay, who's next?
Next is Adam. Where are we thinking, Dev? Let's see what I got on here.
I know you should give me.
Ooh, Five Nights at Freddy's?
Didn't that last one do some sort of money?
We got Five Nights at Freddy's we can go with.
Is this a sequel?
Wolfman's Too Early. Yeah, Wolfman's Too Early. This one made
$300 million.
Did it? So. We could go with His Heart and pick Saw.
I don't know if that got bumped.
We could go with Saw.
I was thinking The Bride.
Ooh.
Like, who's going to watch The Bride of Frankenstein movie when we already have so many monster movies coming out?
But, like, yeah.
Is that for sure coming out this year?
Yeah, it is.
Or I was thinking something like You See Me 3.
No, let's pick The Bride.
Because it's kind of horror-ish, I think. Like, and you actually might really appreciate it. It might actually be a very good movie.
It will be a good movie.
Yeah, let's go with The Bride.
Okay.
I was thinking that you should have given me Paddington 3.
No, because it might actually do numbers.
Yeah. It's not gonna... Like a February launch. Like it already came out in the UK. And nobody
all right. Shit. You got to pick my bomb and then we got to do Nick's picks.
All right.
Well, Nick's, we're just going to pick all the friggin' horror movies.
So I have one in the chamber for Josh. It's a sequel, so it should definitely count in this.
Okay.
The big Den name. Of Thieves?
What's this?
The sequel to Dennis
Gerard Butler Ice Cube Son thing? No.
Yeah.
It's The Accountant 2.
I saw that. Yeah. Yes, I saw that too.
Yeah. I feel like that's a really good potential.
You know what's fucking hilarious is I love that first movie too.
I heard it's good.
It's fucking great.
I heard it's like the weirdest premise. Like
Anna Kendrick and him have this like weird connection in it that's not really there.
I love that.
I love it though.
First one made 150 mil.
Oh yeah.
I think there's
that might be the best one that any of us picked.
Well, there's weird movies like there's like Conjuring, Vicious, or do you want to give him the Naked Gun reboot?
No, I like the Accountant.
Okay, you want the Accountant, you can have it.
All right, so for Nick, let's give him 28 years later.
Yeah.
Because we never pick that. Each of us can pick a movie.
Give him Snow.
Dev, you pick him. You're going to give him Snow White?
Yeah.
Okay.
No?
Give him Frankenstein.
Okay.
Frankenstein could hit. Guillermo's got some draw.
Okay, we got two more picks for him.
Mortal Kombat 2? No, that's not fair.
That might be a bomb. Fuck, I even put that on my most anticipated. I totally forgot about it.
I thought you were just coming back down to earth. Megan 2.0?
Nick would take the Black Phone 2.
Yeah, okay.
That's a very Nick pick.
Ballerina? Okay, we got one more. Does he like...
What about the monkey?
That was what I was talking about. That's the... He just did a Long Legs.
Oh, yeah.
But this doesn't have Nick Cage, so I don't know if it can do, like, the big numbers.
Okay, so we're going to give him either the Monkey or Ballerina or Sinners.
Or we could give him a fun, different kids one, like the Bad Guys 2.
Yeah.
Or Elo. Want to give him Elo?
Yeah. Elio. Okay. Give him Elio. Elio.
Okay. And then what's his bomb? Let's actually do this. Give him Bad Boys this year.
Yeah, we help him out with the bomb.
Running Man?
Predator.
There's a Predator movie?
Is that out for yeah. sure?
Yeah. Predator Badlands.
Oh, or, you know what we should... Trust me, the Freakier Friday.
That actually might do numbers. That might do numbers.
We should actually give him that, actually.
Okay, sure.
What should I replace Freakier Friday with? Frankenstein?
Give me the list, and then let's... So we're giving him a movie this is unironically. We think Freaky Friday would be actually okay.
Yeah, because he loves Lindsay.
And we're replacing it with a bad... With one of his... The worst movie, right?
I got rid of Frankenstein for it.
Yeah, okay. Now we got to give him a bomb?
Now I got to give him a bomb.
Oh. Karate Kid Legend? No, it's got Jackie Chan.
That one I was on the fence with.
Sinners, Companion, SpongeBob, the SpongeBob movie?
I was looking at that.
But that's
like going to be a bomb, though.
Because that comes out like 1 week before the end of the year, and it comes out against Avatar.
Oh, what about the Mel Gibson, Mark Wahlberg movie, Flight Risk?
Flight Risk?
Yeah, done.
Okay.
Because he might unironically like it.
Exactly.
What about Wolfman?
No, that's too soon.
It comes out tomorrow. 2 days.
Okay, well, it's either Flight Risk or Wolfman.
Can we give him the Robbie Williams movie?
He wants Working Man. What's Working already Man? I just text Nick. He wants Working Man.
What's Working Man?
It's a Jason Statham movie. We got to give him this.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I replacing for Working Man? Snow White?
No, that's not fair. Snow White's actually going to do 28 times.
28 days later, Snow White, he'll want Freakier Friday. Elio then?
No, I think we got to give him give him a chance. Like, we got to give his first three picks.
I'll take the black phone off then.
Yes.
Do a Working Man.
Yes. Even like Bad Guys 2.
I think Flight Risk is going to be worse.
So he's got five. Does he actually have like five good movies and a dud, or does he have like a couple duds in there?
So he has 28 Days Later, Snow White, Freakier Friday, Working Man, Elio, and Flight Risk. I'll text him his picks right now.
He's probably going to be fine with it.
Well, he wanted a Working Man.
Okay. That's all right.
We could give him Mickey 17.
Yeah. All right. Well, I sent him his text to tell him what he's got. These are the recap right here for 2025. Adam, our defending champion, as Jurassic World 4, then Fantastic Four, F1, Tron Ares, Michael, and his bomb is The Bride.
I already lost.
I have Zootopia, Superman, Lilo and Stitch, Wicked for Good, Thunderbolt, The Accountant. And then that's amazing. And then Devin has Minecraft, How to Train Your Dragon, Mission Impossible, Captain America, Avatar, and the Smurfs.
Okay. Well, I have
you two. I'm bowing out already, I think.
I have the punishment figured out. If you don't win, so the other three people, or is it just the last place person?
Last place.
They have to watch the dud.
Amazing. The movie that finishes the worst out of all the duds.
No, they have to watch their dud.
Okay. Yeah,
they have to.
But I actually will watch The Accountant.
I'm already watching The Bride.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And you're just not going to watch Smurfs, so you lose. You have to watch Smurfs.
Well, I thought you were going to try to be like, yeah, if you start by watching Borderlands, then we'll do it.
Yeah. What was your dud this year?
Borderlands.
You didn't watch it, Dev?
I don't even know if it's even. I thought it got burned off
Nick
the face of the
so
earth.
Nick is so happy about Freaky Friday, by the way.
Good. I'm happy for him.
They accidentally hit the hard drive that had Borderlands on it. They can't recover it. Sorry.
I actually, I'm looking it up on Just Watch right now. It's on Crave.
There you go.
It's on Crave Stars. Okay. Okay.
Wow. All right. So, yeah, one more time before we get out of here. Adam picked Jurassic World, Fantastic Four, F1, Tron Ares, Michael, The Bride. I think Adam's big risk is Michael, but if that pays off, he has a chance to potentially win.
Yeah. Michael and F1 are big, big swings.
F1's a big swing. I went Zootopia, Superman, Lilo and Stitch, Wicked for Good, Thunderbolts, and have the accounted two. Devin went Minecraft, How to Train Your Dragon, Mission Impossible, Captain America, Avatar 3, and Smurfs. And then Nick, 28 years later, Snow White, Freakier Friday, A Working Man, Alio, and Flight Risk.
I actually kind of like Nick's. It's pretty good.
Nick is sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Because watch Snow White make $1 billion.
We never know any of these movies. Like, maybe not Michael, but. Watchable.
I didn't feel great about my list last year. I feel very confident about my list this year.
I think all your movies are going to average like 500 to 600.
Yeah. Well, Superman might make 8.
I think I got a couple bills in there just in case.
I think the only guaranteed $1 billion movie I see in here is Jurassic World.
I don't think so. After the last two, once they introduced cloning, I was kind of out.
The last one was $1 billion, though.
Yeah, and it was terrible.
Three was? Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only saw one and two then. My bad.
I think the only one is Zootopia.
Zootopia has a very good chance, too.
I'm confident about Zootopia doing really well.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Love it.
There we go. 2025 box office draft. Adam will try to go back-to-back. I don't know if we'll get back-to-back $1 billion movies this year, but we will see. For Devin, for Adam... Until next time, folks, cheers and enjoy the day, people.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at FreshTake42.